Hello and welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, where busy working women come to thrive. And now, here are your hosts, Susan Geyer and Mary McHenry.
Hi, this is Mary.
And this is Sue.
It's Sunday.
And it must be
Thrive Time. Hey, we're actually in the same room together.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Pretty fun.
We are in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia. We've enjoyed a working 2 days together weekend, and we're about to head off and take Mary back to the airport. And what's been amazing about this weekend is that real feeling of thriving.
Yeah. We even got to have dinner with one of our thriving mother friends, and so we'll talk about that in a minute, but boy, you know, it's been great to be together and create some more thriving tools for everybody.
Yeah. One of the things that's come up, Mary, and maybe we'll start this before we start our show today, is the importance of connecting with those in your either business partnership or, as we talk about, really having that community to support you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's through a phone call, sometimes it's sending that email or receiving that email just in time. And this has been great for us since it's been several months since we've been together to really sit down, reconnect. You often say share a meal together, mm-hmm. couple of them, crack open a little bit of wine, and really feel and be in the present and you know, share what we love about our work, what we love about our listeners, the fact that we're so passionate about this show and all the ideas that we have for this radio show, and just, that just feels very vibrant and alive and thriving, and nothing like trying to balance every area of my life. I know you did a lot to be able to come here, and so some of those areas of your life, you could never say right now that you're completely balanced, nor would you want to be.
Yeah, just a lot of being away from home. But there's ways to, I found a lot of ways to thrive on the road. I think all the tools that we talk about, they apply anytime, anywhere. You know, they may not look the same as they do at home with husband and kids and meals and all that, but they definitely apply wherever you go.
Yeah, I think that main tool of, you know, being in that moment and saying, what can I, even if things are a little stressful or they're not your normal, quote, routine, that you kind of understand but being in the moment and saying, okay, in whatever experience I'm having right now, whether it's, you know, great and I'm fun and I'm playing and that feels really thriving, or I'm on the road, what can I do to support myself, to connect with my values, to really allow myself to thrive? I know that you connected with a lot of great friends, mm-hmm. you connected with great culture, mm-hmm. and now the past 2 days as you're winding down the end of this journey, us really getting passionate about our work.
Yeah.
And how to tell more and more women to stop trying to make every area of their life equal and balanced, and really look at what we'll talk about in a little bit is, you know, what can you just let go of, even if it's in your brain for the moment,
right.
you know, and not worry about, so that allows you to really connect with what you're doing, mm-hmm. which feels very alive and thriving.
Yeah. You know what I found for myself on the road, especially, that is an indispensable thriving tool for me,
mm-hmm.
is laughter.
Yeah.
If I can, like I have, when I'm by myself, I've had a lot of traveling, a lot of long bus rides and stuff like that this time. And I took my son's iPod, and there's a couple of radio shows and podcasts that they always make me laugh, and like really laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just listen to those on the road, and it totally changes my perspective on things. So laughter is a real driving tool for me.
That's great. And so I would invite, you know, our listeners to create that, you know, what is that tool? And the other thing that we really want to come away with as we're talking here is having the resources to help you thrive when, gosh, it doesn't feel like you can. So for you having that laughter, you know, that you can pull out and know that that fills you back up. Or for us being able to network and mastermind and be in the same room together, go out and find those, as we talk about champions, we champion for ourselves and each other, especially when we get together like this. So find that tool that allows you to breathe and thrive no matter what. Find the people in your life. They could be a friend, they could be a neighbor, they could be your significant other. Whoever's going to really be your champion and connect with them.
Yeah, reach out to them. Yeah, get in the same room together.
Absolutely. All right.
Go for a swim.
So we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about how to let go of those things that may stop you from thriving. So we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, listen up. It's time for your favorite part of the show. The Thriving Mothers present the 1 Minute Thriving Tip. One of the things that goes onto the back burner when you are overwhelmed or rushing around is your ability to listen. Your mind is racing with to-do lists and worries, and your inner voice, that smart part of you that gives the best guidance, gets drowned out by all the other noise. So it's okay. Just listen to what you're saying to yourself. Listen as if it's a good friend of yours talking, and you really want to hear what she's saying. Let go of trying to figure out, judge, or analyze. Just listen with curiosity and openness. Practice listening today by taking these simple steps. Right now, just stop. Rest your hands in your lap. Take a nice, deep breath, and listen to the sound of my voice. Now bring your attention to the other sounds around you for a few seconds. Just simply notice what you're hearing. Practicing deeper listening will benefit you in every relationship in your life, including the one you have with yourself. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the 1 Minute Thriving Tip. Now back to our show.
Welcome back. This is Mary, now back in Colorado.
And this is Sue, still in Pennsylvania.
And we're going to talk about letting go, something that came up with one of our Thriving Mothers community members, Christy, when we were together in Pennsylvania, and I took her out for dinner.
Yeah. And I think, Mary, you know, we've talked about it a little bit in the past, and it certainly has come up when we've offered our Heck With Balance, Let's Thrive teleclass. That was certainly what came up when we started to look at the fact that I hear from so many women, and you hear from so many women, that we're spinning a lot of plates. And when we really take a look at those plates, you know what? We're spinning some that, as women, we could just, you know, smash and get rid of, and we wouldn't feel as overwhelmed. And if we could get rid of the plates that we possibly don't need to spin anymore, we can really get a better handle on the ones that we do. Like you mentioned, the letting go, or, and I think that relates to the I have to do it all phenomenon of moms.
Yeah, you and I have been narrowing it down to really the top plates that we feel like women could smash. And that's one of the top ones, is I have to do it all. What if we just didn't spin that plate? What would that look like? What if we not only didn't spin it, but we smashed it?
Right. And I think as women and some business owners and some of us moms and spouses and daughters and all the different roles that we have, that we feel like we're responsible. So especially for those that are keeping a home, they're responsible, even if they're not always doing everything. So sometimes they might get, I hear women that get better, well, I'm not actually doing it anymore. However, they still feel responsible for it. And then the piece that comes out of not doing it is that guilt piece, that I'm not doing it, but now I feel guilty that I'm asking somebody else to do it, or I've hired somebody else to do it.
Right.
Or I start feeling less about myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm remembering, too, when we had that
the Heck with Balance, Let's Thrive class, there was a woman that we were working with on that class, and we talked a lot with her about when you let somebody else really do something instead of continuing to feel that responsibility for the task that you've asked them to do instead of you or hired them to do, that it actually empowers them to do the job fully, to really make the job their own. There was something about that. Do you remember that, Sue?
Yeah. She was taking on the responsibility for her husband's mother.
Yes.
And taking on the responsibility to visit and make sure she was okay and wasn't really asking for help because she thought she was supposed to do it all, and at the same time was feeling resentful, overwhelmed, tired. Mm-hmm. And then when she honored those feelings, and we say, you know, check in with yourself and honor those feelings, then she started feeling guilty.
Yep.
And it was such a, she was such a aha. I remember that aha moment, and I see it in so many women when we do workshops and when we talk with them, the lights go on. So
yeah.
If you're out there listening, perhaps your light's going to go on right now. When you do it all, when you continue to give, you are denying, because it's a yin-yang, so when you give, you're denying someone else, and when you don't receive, you're denying someone else the opportunity to give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're denying them, like you just said, the opportunity to really maybe be great at something. You know, they are great, and being able to be useful and use that greatness
mm-hmm.
in a way that serves themselves and you. It's kind of that being able to fill up your fuel tank by supporting and receiving support, both.
So the real strength comes from not having to do everything, but we can still sort of be the, I always think of it as being the queen, you know, being the queen of your realm and, you know, sort of knowing what's going on around you, but not having to manage everything that goes on around you.
Yeah. So first it's, you know, stepping away from, I have to do it all. Then it's almost the baby steps. And once you even get the aha that, gosh, I don't have to do it all, that it's I don't have to manage or be responsible for it all.
Right.
I think for women, there's things that we do that we're just not great at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
That, you know, I've used before and I'll use again, I guess, there's many different areas that I do much better allowing someone else to do it who is great at. And by freeing me up, there's certain areas that I am really great at.
Mm-hmm.
And the world needs my, yours, other women's greatness.
Yeah.
And if we're just too darn tired to really shine because we're doing all the things that we don't really need to be doing, then shame on us, and, you know, it's an unfortunate thing for the world and those around us.
Mm-hmm. There was an example for me on this trip. You know, I was just away from my home and my family for almost 10 days. And, you know, my son and I have this real routine around helping with his homework because he's in fifth grade, and the homework thing is really, you know, it's more than it used to be. And there was a moment I know that I really let go of having to still, like, manage from far away that relationship around homework and just really let he and his dad find their own way with whatever homework stuff came up, you know? It was great because, you know, I thought, oh, I'll call every night and no matter where I am and we'll still maintain this. And I thought, wait a second. That's denying he and his father their own relationship around this. It's different than ours.
And so what would you say was, and that's a, you know, bravo to you. And I know that really took you thinking about it and being really okay to let go.
Yeah.
What was your first step to say, okay, you know what? I need to rethink this. I need to, because I think that will be helpful for everyone else. You know, what's the first step that everyone should take?
You know, what comes to mind when you ask that is I asked myself, do I trust that my son and my husband have their own relationship?
Mm.
And the answer was yes.
Right.
I trust their relationship with each other.
Right.
I don't need to be in the middle mitigating or managing or, you know, like connecting up wires between these two people. They have their own relationship.
And I think that's huge, because you can ask that about, you know, for the woman that was taking care of her mother-in-law, you know, what is the relationship of my husband with his mother? You know, there is a relationship, but it may not be the same, and it may not look like I would want to do it. I think there's a question beforehand, though.
What do you think it is?
I think it's to kind of directly go to, it just came to me, to directly go to the I have to do it all is my favorite question with,
oh, yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's a great question.
You know, is, because we tell ourselves so many things that when we really stop, stop in your tracks and say, is that true?
Mm-hmm.
And I always, you know, to that I often ask, is this the best use of my greatness or my time?
Yeah.
So, you know, doing a task or worrying about a task. And then I think your follow-up to, okay, so it's not true that you had to do it.
Right.
Like you didn't, because you're on the road. And then the second question you say is, okay, so if I'm open to, I don't have to do it all, or in this case with the homework, I don't have to be there over the phone to do the homework, that opens to possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when we're in the stuck place of I have to do it all, we don't see any possibility. I have to do it all. It's my responsibility. Heavy, heavy, heavy.
Yeah.
But if we go, gosh, is that true? From a non-judgment, curious, it all of a sudden we can say, okay, maybe not.
Right.
We're not even ready to say no. Let's just start with, well, if that wasn't true, or maybe not, what else could be true?
Mm-hmm. So the real letting go question, you know, we can ask ourselves, is that simple one, is this true? Like this thought, this way you're thinking about things, or, yep.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, really a core one there,
mm-hmm.
is being willing to look at the truth of what we tell ourselves.
Right.
And I think we're going to find that when we start looking at all the plates that we've noticed, like the seven you talked about, that women can really just smash, if we ask ourselves that question, so we'll probably revisit that again, is that true? And just let's be open for this minute. If you want to take it back later, although I'll invite you not to, but in this moment, what if it wasn't true? What else could be true instead?
Great. Let's talk a little bit more about that after our next break here.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Raven Flair Davis from Women Power Talk Radio with an exciting announcement for you. Marianne Sue will be joining me for a virtual book tour to get the word out about their great new book, Stop Spinning Plates, How to Lose Your Balance and Become a Thriving Mother. I'd like to invite you to tune into our Thursday Night Live virtual book tour coming up October 30th, 9 p.m. Eastern. You will definitely want to be there because you will be able to hear my exclusive interview with these two dynamic women. And also you'll have the opportunity to learn more about Women Power Talk Radio. Watch for the details on how to register for this incredible event. By the way, before I go, let me tell you about another interview I'm going to be doing. It's going to be coming up October 15th on my new AM radio show, Careers from the Kitchen Table. Yes, you will be able to hear Mary and Sue live following the one and only Mark Victor Hansen, one of the creators of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Again, those two dates are October 15th, Mary and Sue following Mark Victor Hansen from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the second date you definitely aren't going to want to forget is October 30th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Thursday Night Live virtual book tour, where you can hear about this book that's getting stellar reviews, Stop Spinning Plates, How to Lose Your Balance and Become a Thriving Mother. Until then, this is Raven Blair Davis reminding you to listen up and thrive. And don't forget to join us live. Till then, much prosperity to you. And I'm so looking forward to you joining us. So mark your calendars.
Welcome back. We are talking about letting go by asking ourselves the question, is that true?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, we only have a few more minutes. I think that kind of that's a huge one that you can use in many areas of your life, and taking a look at all the things that I think men do it too, but as women and, off, you know, as mothers, there's so much that we hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to be first willing to, gosh, look at the possibility of letting go. Because, and as we talk about stepping into doing only the things that you're great at, that support your values, that really honor your strengths and allow you to breathe, then mm-hmm. we can maybe not be as overwhelmed, not as tired, not running around, not trying to figure out how we can balance everything.
Right.
And really feel like we're thriving.
Yeah.
Gosh, if I'm doing stuff, I might be busy, because you and I are both very busy, and people go, oh, how can you do it all the time? I'm busy most of the time, and not, it's a process, still getting better at it. You know, we're a work in progress. Busy doing things that I thrive at, I'm great at, that give me energy, that inspire me, that serve others.
You know, and the longer I do that, the more I recognize when I'm doing something that isn't thriving for me.
Yeah.
The more I practice it, the more aware I am when I'm not doing that, when I'm, you know, frittering my time or, you know, whatever, not thriving. Yeah.
Right, not thriving. Well, it feels so harsh and struggle, and that's when the tiredness, the overwhelm. And I think what I keep hearing, and I hear it in the language of women around, so if this is in your language a lot, women out there or men out there, notice it,
mm-hmm.
is the shoulds.
Yeah.
Well, I should be doing more of this. Or if you're doing things that you're not enjoying, you would be, oh, well, I should be spending more time with my kids, because that's what you want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you're doing something else. Or if in the moment you're doing something you're really thriving at, but your brain keeps going, and we keep talking about being present with, you know, really to thrive, you really are present with what you're doing in the moment. But your language keeps saying, well, I'm really, you know, I'm inspired and I'm doing this, but I should be checking on something else that somebody else could be, my husband could be handling quite well, or the boss, or my sister-in-law, or whomever else we've asked for help.
Hmm.
They're doing it fine.
Yeah.
Stay in your thriving zone.
Yeah, let go. Let go, mama.
Right. Let go of the need to hold all those plates because your arms are too full. I loved how the woman that we've talked about has said, this, you know, just love it, is, you know, not only am I spending my service for 8, but I picked up another 12 somewhere along the line.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think that's true, is that if we really concentrated on the areas of our lives where we were thriving and serving and being connected and joyful and could let go, and let go without all the other angst that we, you know, add to it, because then we're not really letting go,
mm-hmm.
which is not doing, but we're still connected to it. We could really smash it and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would be, you know, as a whole, as a community, so much more thriving and connected to each other and supporting one another.
That's the thing, because when we don't feel like we have to do it all, then there's, all of a sudden, it's like we pick our head up from, you know, like keeping our nose down to the grindstone. We sort of pick our head up and look around, and we're surrounded by all these other people who also don't have to do it all. We can support each other, you know. You're great at things that I'm not great at, and we can combine forces, and then we need each other. We appreciate each other. We just aren't alone.
Exactly.
It's huge.
Yeah. So I think that our real message here is, you know, recognize when you're trying, you know, when that I have to do it all, or I should do it all, or any, you know, version of that, and asking yourself. So I invite everybody, do that this week. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't, what would be more thriving?
Yeah.
So I think we're about out of time for today, but I think we should, it's great connecting with you.
Yes.
When we were together and now again across the country.
Yeah.
And we'll take a look more of these plates to smash in our upcoming weeks.
Have a great week, Sue.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening. You can call us anytime on our listener comment line, 214-615-6505, extension 1877#. That's 214-615-6505, extension 1877#. Or email us at moms@successcirclecoaching.com. That's moms@successcirclecoaching.com. And find our book on Amazon.com. Just type in Stop Spinning Plates. Thanks again, and keep thriving.